eat it twice a day. Every single day for the last 18 years.
When a new Chick-fil-A opens, they throw a big party that lasts all night long. In this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, we're crashing the opening of the new Berry Farms, Tennessee location, and we're taking you along for the fun. Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm a wife, mom, and member of hashtag Team Strips. You know, I'm talking about chicken strips, of course. I'm joined by a member of also Team Strips, right, Jim?
Yes.
My guest co-host, Jim Mann. Jim, even though we do have this in common, we differ in another key area.
Lots of areas, actually.
Well, you know what I'm thinking
about,
right?
Which one are you picking?
Sauce.
Oh, yeah, I'm right and you're wrong in that area, but that's all right.
No, Chick-fil-A sauce is Chick-fil-A sauce because it's number one. I mean, they named it after the restaurant.
Right, okay, whatever. Polynesian.
There's not even a Chick-fil-A in Hawaii, and yet they have the Polynesian sauce.
I'm looking ahead, sister.
That's right, they are planning to open one there later this year.
And I'll be there with my Polynesian sauce.
I'll join you for that.
Thank you.
Well, like I said, we're here in Berry Farms, and you can probably hear some buzz going on around us. There's more than 100 people that are lined up right now to try to win, get this, free food for a year. That's a pretty cool prize.
Yes, they're going over the rules right now, so everyone's listening diligently. And I'm freezing.
It is chilly out here.
It's 10 degrees.
And we talked to somebody with the company, and they said that the weather doesn't usually deter people from showing up to these events where they give away free food for a year. They come out in the snow, in the heat.
Yeah, it could be because I'm just wearing a raincoat. Since it's supposed to be raining, but instead it's 10 degrees, or it's probably 35, but still. Feels like 10.
It's chillier, too, for you because you're not eligible to win the prize, the free food. So you're like, why am I here?
Yeah, I'm a little grouchy, is what you're saying.
A little bit, but that's kind of normal. You have to live within one of the designated zip codes to be eligible to win this free food for a year. So if you were dreaming of just driving from new store to new store in your RV for retirement, wouldn't that be a fun life?
Yes.
I'm sorry to inform you that that dream is dead.
Well, that investment in the RV didn't pay off too well.
Sorry, Jim. You can only go to the ones that are close to your house. So are they building any close to your house that you know of?
Well, there's like 12 of them near my house, so they might not build anymore.
You need to move.
Okay.
Maybe that's what you can do. Okay, they are opening one in Hawaii, so start looking for some real estate near that.
That should be cheap.
And then you'll be eligible to win free food for a year, which is worth like $400.
Okay.
So totally worth it.
That's great investment.
This whole event lasts about 12 hours. Like I said, people will camp out all night long. So we're going to see what kind of crazy Chick-fil-A super fans we can meet around here. So stick around. In this time of social distancing, let's stay safely connected. Hi, I'm Allison from My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Yes, I'm talking about social media. Like Chick-fil-A podcast on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Chick-fil-A podcast. We promise it'll always be family friendly. We're all about putting a smile on your face, especially in crazy times like these. Plus, I don't know about you, but I always love a good giveaway. Follow us for a shot to win free food or gear from our My Pleasure fan shop. That's facebook.com/Chick-fil-A podcast. And follow at Chick-fil-A podcast on Instagram. It's the germ-free way to stay connected. Welcome back. We found some super fans in line hoping to score free food for a year at this location just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So tell me who you guys are.
I'm Amy McBride.
Stacy Pitts.
Linda DePriest.
And you guys, why are you here and why are you dressed like cows?
Well, on the eighth day, God created the chicken sandwich. So we're not going to, you know, run away from that right there. God's chicken and a good night to spend with friends. We're here.
We're happy to have a Chick-fil-A in our neighborhood. We live here.
We live in the community, so we're supporting our community.
We're thrilled to have Chick-fil-A.
Are you always dressed like this in cow outfits?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Depends on what day it is.
Some people call us the heifers.
We call ourselves the Berry Farm Heifers.
So that you had these in your closet. You didn't just buy them for this event.
No, we bought them for this event.
We bought them for this.
Yeah. We're committed Chick-fil-A peppers.
When did your love of Chick-fil-A start?
Wow, when they gave out samples at Hickory Hollow Mall in Nashville, Tennessee, when I was in fifth grade. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying my year I was born.
What is it about Chick-fil-A that you guys love so much?
It's one of the healthiest options.
Customer service. Love the food. Love the milkshake.
Love the salad.
I mean, the little holes in the waffle fry mean you're getting less fry a little bit and saving some calories.
I love that. I've never heard that before.
It has something for everyone. Okay. So that's really why my husband and I like it. You know, you can get what you want if you like chicken.
And so what are you hoping happens tonight?
Big number. Small number. We want 100
or less. We want to be one of the first 100 because we live here and this is fun to do this for our neighborhood.
So we can walk over together
and
have
walk over.
Yep.
Every week, take our little
for 52 coupon, weeks.
Have a little lunch, ladies.
You guys must know a lot about Chick-fil-A, so how about we put that to the test with a little game called Trick-fil-A. You're going to be playing against this Chick-fil-A sauce stud
here. Stud, notice that.
Gym man, we've got the questions, and then to ring in, you're going to shout, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Gym, you're going to moo like a cow.
Oh, excellent.
All right, so let me hear you shout, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
Okay, that's how you're going to... And then, Jim, you're going to moo?
Moo!
Okay, so that's how I will know who's going to buzz in to answer the question. Okay. Question number one. We'll see how big of a Chick-fil-A fan you guys really are. If you ate Chick-fil-A in 1980, what would not be on the menu? A, waffle fries. B, nuggets. C, kids' meals. D, all of the above.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Nuggets.
All of the above. All of the above, yes. Isn't that crazy to think of life before waffle fries?
I remember they used to chop up the chicken for samples on toothpicks. They didn't have the nuggets for samples.
You remember that day. All right, question number two. So far, the heifers are winning.
That sounds so rude.
You don't mind me calling you that, right?
No, that's who we are.
Milk it, sister.
I love it. How many customers visit the average Chick-fil-A restaurant each year? Is it A, 100,000, B, 450,000, or C, 750,000?
Each location?
Moo?
Jim buzzed in first. What's the answer?
I'd say 450,000.
Yes, that's correct. All right, so we are tied 1-1. Question number three. What college did Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy attend? A, Harvard. B, Georgia Tech. C, Georgia Gwinnett College. Or D, none of the above.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, I'm pretty sure C.
No, you're wrong, Jim.
Want
to guess?
I'll go with none of the above.
That's right. He didn't go to college. Amazing, right?
Why didn't you?
Three of those
colleges.
He did not go to college, and he became a billionaire. Pretty amazing. All right, so Jim's in the lead.
Sorry, girls.
2-1. Come on, ladies. You can do this. All right, this is a question from the 80s, so I think you might be good. Okay. Number four, in 1983, 46 operators who increased their sales by 40% in a year were given this gift by Truett Cathy. A, a trip to Hawaii. B, a desktop fax machine. Or C, a Lincoln Continental.
Just winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Okay, what's your guess?
Tell me, you had to know it.
Lincoln Continental.
You're right! Yay! Amazingly enough, they got to keep the car for a year, and then if they increased their sales by 40% again the following year, they got to keep it for good.
Sorry for the Polynesian sauce on the carpet.
Pretty cool. All right, so it's tied up. 2-2. It's getting,
okay.
Here we go.
Getting scary here. Right. Last question, the tiebreaker. What is the value of the prize that you guys are trying to win at this grand opening celebration? A, approximately $100. B, approximately $400. C, approximately $1,000.
It's winter, winter chicken dinner.
Yes.
None of the above.
What
$325.
Well, which one would be the answer?
52 meals. We know what we get.
All right. Well, the answer is B.
Gas,
approximately $400.
That would be the part of it. We know
in Atlanta the prices are probably higher a little bit.
That. We know we got that right because we know exactly.
Minus $23 for our cow costumes on Amazon.
So you were wrong, Allison.
Oh man! Well, you guys are definitely the winners, and I really hope that you win the big prize tonight. Of course. We hope you get many free meals at this brand new Chick-fil-A. Don't go away because we've got more fun from this opening of this brand new restaurant in Berry Farms, Tennessee. Hey guys, Allison here. I know life is super crazy right now, but I also know that we will get through this together, even if we can't actually be together. Maybe you want to encourage someone in your life right now with a Chick-fil-A gift card. Great idea! We've got a freebie to help you do that. Simply visit chickfilapodcast.com, sign up for our email list, and we'll send you free printable gift card sleeves. Print them out, pop in a gift card, and encourage someone during this time of uncertainty. Because one thing is certain. Waffle fries make everything better. That's right. Visit chickfilapodcast.com for your freebie. We are so excited to chat with operator Jeannie Hammontree at this new location of Chick-fil-A. This is a big day for you. So how long have you been working towards this goal?
We started with Chick-fil-A in 2002, and my dream was always to be a multi-unit operator, and here I am.
So you own another one, too?
Yes.
Okay. Where's that location?
3 miles down the road. It's called South Franklin, and this is Berry Farms, so yes.
How long have you been with Chick-fil-A?
18 years.
How did you start?
I worked at a Christian school, and Chick-fil-A provided our lunch once a week. So I just became so involved with the company and loved their everything about it. So I knew I wanted to be a part of this company.
Did you ever meet Truett?
Several times. Actually, I met Dan Cathy, and he is the one that said, you know what? I'm going to handpick this girl to be with Chick-fil-A. And, of course, I met Truett many times.
I read on Business Insider that Chick-fil-A receives more than 20,000 inquiries from franchisee candidates every year, but they only select between 75 to 80 new operators a year. So what helped you stand out from the crowd, Jeannie?
Well, I had a party business, and we were at a motorcycle race serving shaved ice. And one of our best customers was Dan Cathy, who is Truett Cathy's son. Dan's son was one of our best customers. So one day, Ross introduced me to his dad, Dan, and it was all history from there.
And that was how many years ago?
20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a ride it's been for you and your family.
It's been amazing. What a company to be with. It's just amazing. You know, it's not really a company. It's a family. And that's what we are.
That's so cool. And this is such a beautiful store. You don't see a lot of white brick.
Berry Farms, they have, you know, certain criteria that you have to meet. And one of them was the white store. And at first I thought, oh, I don't know about it. When they got the black awnings up and the red riding, it just is gorgeous now. I love it.
And we are super close to the Dave Ramsey headquarters,
yes.
Ramsey Solutions. Have you met Dave?
Yes.
You have?
Several occasions when I was in the mall, we did a lot of catering for Dan. And there you go.
And he's probably going to be a customer here, and maybe Rachel Cruz and Chris Hogan.
Yes, absolutely. All chicken eaters, welcome.
Okay, I think it would be really fun just for the next minute to play this game that we call Food for Thought. So, Jeannie, Jim's going to ask you 10 questions quicker than the trip through the drive-thru would take.
Okay.
And it's like a rapid-fire question.
All right.
So, what's your favorite sauce?
Chick-fil-A.
What's your least favorite sauce?
Polynesian.
Oh, no, it's my favorite. What product do you wish they would develop?
Spicy nuggets.
Nice. How do you really feel about the instrumental soundtrack piped over the speaker system?
I don't hear it because I'm too busy talking to my guest.
That's a good answer. If you can only order one menu for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Nice. If you didn't work at Chick-fil-A, what job would you have?
Teacher.
Okay, what celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Luke Bryan.
Okay. How many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
12.
How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
A whole bunch. Because I eat it twice a day, every single day, for the last 18 years.
Okay, team nuggets or team strips?
Nuggets.
Okay, I have to go back. So you do use the app?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And you're obviously a Red member.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you show us, like, how many points you have?
I don't have my phone.
Oh, man. I'd be so curious to know. And I'm also curious about the spicy nuggets. Could that actually be a thing?
It has been tested before, but it has to be perfect before they'll roll it out. They don't have it perfect yet, so it's just still in the works.
Jeannie, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for coming.
I thought you were going to say my pleasure.
It is my pleasure.
I was waiting for that. Well, we wish you the best on your grand opening.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys so much.
This is just such a fun, festive event. And, man, I wish I was eligible to win the big prize.
Well, you're not.
I'm not.
And neither am I.
I'm not, but did you know they're going to win free Chick-fil-A for a year, which means that they get to eat one meal every week. So 52 weeks. 52 weeks of free food. It's basically a number one combo is what they get.
Oh, I would go for that. That's sometimes what I get.
I know. Too bad this one's not quite open yet. I don't think we can get food here, but we might try. We're going to go do that, but we want you to know that if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word about My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. And if you're ever in the Nashville area, be sure to swing by the Berry Farms Chick-fil-A. Say hi to Jeannie. She's a sweetheart. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.